space for fun, Lost Discs Radio.
And I won't even be sure that it'll work.
Show is really just going to be this annoying, potentially. Yeah, outside sounds of Bob Regan, okay, off the Challenge Records label, trying to kick off the hour tonight here on Lost Discs. Sitting in on Area 51 for your upper side band underground shortwave experience, and of course, where we will be inevitably posted and relayed over at rockandradio.com, where we do this for our buddies like the Boss Band, Randy Tibbins, and all those guys and gals over there, where you should be digging it too. Okay, so there, everyone's on board, and Joe Stax is on the phone line.
Hola, amigos.
Right, he's back. You're feeling better. Now, Joe, you had to take a month off there. People were concerned about your health, but turns out you were playing some gigs there yourself, man, right?
Yeah, well, it wasn't the rockin' pneumonia or the boogie-woogie flu that got me down last month.
Yeah.
The band I'm in had a gig at a big show in Lawrenceville. Just happened to coincide with the last month's show. So.
Yeah, now the band that you're in, go ahead, lay it on us, man.
Okay, it's a country group called the Allegheny Rhythm Rangers. You can see us in many different locations in and around the Pittsburgh area.
Very cool. What's your axe, man? What do you play in the group?
Well, I'm reputed to be the fourth best mandolin player in the band. They're six.
Okay.
I think that's because the rhythm guitarist and the one singer haven't met up yet either.
Well, very good. All right, so Joe Stax on board for us tonight, and Chesty on the microphone sitting shotgun.
Good evening, folks. Nice. Buy your Foss Knots early.
Yes, Foss Knots.
Tuesday's Foss Knot Day.
Tell people a lot of people probably don't know there, Chesty. That's one of your Dutchy Pennsylvania things.
What's it's a donut. That's all. It's a very sweet and wonderful donut.
Okay. All right. We got all of our ethnic varieties of snacks taken care of here.
We're getting ready for Lent.
At top of the hour, folks. I'm sorry. Okay, so that's it. That's it for your March tie-in. That whole little opening thing is called Highland Lassie by Bob Regan. And for all I know, that's not even an Irish thing. That's like a Scottish thing.
You never can give up drinking for Lent because...
Can't help you.
Because St. Patrick's Day falls in the middle of it.
Yeah. All right. Well, speaking of that sort of thing, I guess we're just going to kick off the top of the set here tonight with the Out of Sight Sounds of Jim and Gene. Right? Exclusively on Lost Disc Radio.
Success is coming your way.
Hooray.
And you're all afraid you're gonna blow it or show it as you wind yourselves up tight. That's right, winding up too tight. But confusion is coming in the tunes and the circles intertwining tightly, trying to find a way out of the weaving and wishing to break out. But you can't, or you must thank all the people who are standing outside, seeing if you are
perhaps at some time or other, you have heard on your radio buzzing or whistling sounds which seem to come in rhythmic patterns.
Doesn't anybody here give a damn about the law?
Hey,
unbelievably, it's Peter Wheat and the Breadmen, right?
Okay. Well, there it is.
I'm just saying, with Baby What's New, okay, and before that it was the Frankie Brent Review featuring Little Linda Lou. It's true.
And
they were on
true.
The Epic label, right? The Frankie Brent, he got his big break, or almost it was a big break, when he appeared in the original Rock Around the Clock movie back in 1956, right? And the Frankie Brent Review was in there and doing their thing. And then this Little Linda Lou joins up with them like in 63. And, you know, she was one of those little, she was like literally like 3 feet tall. And she was, and she had like this, you know, insanely belty voice. And
Right. And on the cover, she's on a stool or something.
Yeah. Like here. Jesse's really afraid of this record.
That's really scary.
We actually have the picture sleeve.
Yeah. She tries to have a big beehive to make herself taller.
Yeah. So anyways, I'm figuring that single's from around 64, 65 or so. Their cover of Rip It Up. Ding, ding, ding. And it was Jim and Gene that kicked off the set there with Success off the Verve Forecast label. All right, Joe, so come on. We know you dig Jim and Gene.
Well, what's not to love about folk rock on the Verve label? Come on, people. So these characters, Jim and Gene Glover, were tight with the folk scene. They hung with Phil Oakes. They were good friends. They were covering Dylan. You know, they worked. Some of the people who played on their albums for Verve were guys who played with Dylan. Like Al Cooper is in there playing some guitar. You got Bobby Gregg on the drums.
Oh wow, sure.
And who was the other guy? Was it Harvey Brooks? That sound right? Harvey Brooks, the bass player.
Guys
who played on Highway 61 with Dylan were part of the studio combo back in Jim and Gene there. Great stuff. Just unfortunately, they only got two albums, and that was about the size of it.
Yeah, well, digging that. What were you saying there,
Joe? You know how sometimes Verve, it's Verve Forecast.
Yeah.
Forecast for what?
And sometimes it's Verve Folkways.
Oh, Folkways. Yeah, that's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but Jim and Gene were on the Verve Forecast label, even though.
And then the
folk rocky.
Folkways was they kind of merged with the label and that was the more folk thing, and then Forecast became their more rock label because Verve was really a jazz label.
Yeah, very good.
Paupers ended up on Verve Forecast.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, sir. As did the Hombres and people like that.
Yeah, I like Verve.
All right, so
I have Verve.
Let's get to it now, Joe. Here, let's get to it. Peter Wheat and the Breadmen. Go.
Okay. There was nobody in the band actually, Peter Wheat. Although I'm going to bring it up again because I was enjoying asking about this during the mic check. You know, is there a chance we'll hear some Sean Buckley and the Breadcrumbs?
All right, now.
Okay. Having said that on the air, I'm happy. These guys were from Southern California, a group that got together in high school together in like about 63, 64. They had been playing out under another name. They had, when they opened for the Turtles at San Leandro Roll Arena, they were spotted by a guy named Barry Carlos of Goat Productions. He signed them, but he said, "Hey, you guys are now Peter Wheat and the Breadmen."
Ah, of course.
Yeah.
It was the producer's idea.
And later they brought Jane idea. Doe in.
Yes.
So they got to, they were a solid opener for many of the L.A. bands, you know, the Birds, the Big, Au Revoir, you know, and touring acts coming through like Them or the Animals. According to legend, and I have to, because there was a little interview with the one guitar player, a guy named Bob Birdwell, where he's talking about how they were friends of the house band of KYA Radio. They were originally scheduled to be on the bill with the Beatles at Kills Park. But there was a squabble between the local musicians' unions. So these guys were from L.A. Candlestick Park was in San Francisco. Different locals. They got bumped, but at least they got comped. They got tickets to the show. Or you can't open.
Now you talk, Joe. Are you talking about the Candlestick Park show in '66 that ended up being the last Beatles live show?
It may well have been, because that's the same time the single came out. That
wow.
Spin it.
Wow.
That would make sense. But, you know, it's like, sorry, guys. You can hope you like the show.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Here's some tickets.
All right. Folks, this is the kind of stuff you dig Lost Discs Radio show for. You know what I'm saying? Joe Stack's working hard for you there. And on the email over here, we've got some folks coming in. And this is a guy named Kevin in Illinois.
Yay.
He was digging the Lumpy Gravy radio show right before us here on 5110 KC. Digging it on his old Grundig 6000 transistor. Wow. All right. Very good, Kev. Now, what's happening here? It's the Shepherdstown, West Virginia crowd. Right, we've got Neil chiming in, and he's just saying, I have a super show, and hi to Chesty and all. So yeah, shout out there to Shepherdstown, West Virginia tonight, making the scene on Lost Discs Radio. Doesn't get better than that. And here comes good old Filthy Phil of the Plastic Magic radio show, folks.
Yay.
Which is heard on this same station, Sunday nights at 7 p.m., and he's digging it down there. Got a pretty good signal on 5110 in Arkansas on his dead sexy 1958 Hallicrafters S107.
Ooh, some sexy radios out there tonight.
People. Geezer Mountain checking in. He's digging it. And, you know, what can I tell you? Is this going to be Rabishu? Unbelievable, folks.
Rabishu.
Rabishu making
out
the scene.
From under the carpet somewhere.
Yeah. Got his 811 rig solid, 5110 with Lost Discs Radio coming in.
I think it's been years since we've
heard
on the
shortwave down there in Texas, man. Wow, unbelievable. All right.
Fantastic, people. Keep them coming.
Go give them the email address there, Chester.
LostDiscsRadio@yahoo.com.
Right, spell that word discs.
With a C.
The C on it.
The Lost Discs Radio Show proudly presents Chesty's Chick Pick of the Week.
Why don't you lay off that stuff?
Why don't you lay off the father routine?
All right, what you got there?
You know, every week before the show, we go through the stacks of vinyl around here, and I just randomly pick things out that I want to hear. And this week, I pulled out a record called Moose Tracks. And sadly, in the news, moose are disappearing. They're going to be extinct. Minnesota, 40% of the moose are dead. They're blaming it on climate change. New Hampshire and out in Montana. The moose are dying from having too many tick bites because it's longer falls, longer summers. And it's very sad. I enjoy the moose. I saw a moose when I went to Alaska in 1996. They're everywhere. They're like rabbits, and they're the most wonderful, gangly, huge creatures, and they're gentle giants. But here's a sweet little record called Moose Tracks for you. We'll be right back.
That's, I don't know if it's lost, but you sure don't hear it too much.
The Knickerbockers, what can I tell you? The faux British sounds of the Knickerbockers right off the Challenge Records label. Folks, that is, here's how obscure that is. That's the B-side of a record where the flip only got as high as number 133 on the Bubbling Under chart, right? Bubbling Under the Hot 100. And it was in October of 1966. You see what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. But sure enough, it was the Knickerbockers there, and with the rumors, gossip, words untrue.
Now, look, I know that knickers are underwear, but what are Knickerbockers?
It's what the underwear connects to.
Ooh.
It's like the leggings thing. Yes?
I was just going to say, Knickerbocker is also Well, if you're in Britain, knickers are, of course, you know, as Chesty said, underwear. But you can also, Knickerbocker can refer to, I think, people from New York or those little knee breeches.
Yes.
There was a show called Knickerbocker Holiday.
Joe. Joe, I'm reeling you in.
Or now. A beer?
Well, okay. Joe. It's apparently a Dutch word. Used by coming out of the early New York settlers, popularized by Washington Irving in 1809 when he published his satirical work, A History of New York, under the pseudonym Diedrich Knickerbocker.
oh, fantastic.
Holy.
It's so much better than I thought.
Bro, I'm glad you asked, Chesty.
Term now obsolete for a New Yorker.
Yes.
I'm calling them Knickerbockers from now on.
Okay. But in spite of all this, Joe, just back me up real quick. The Knickerbockers, the group we just heard there, sort of a Beatles sound-alike group, but nonetheless, we're American, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're one of in the pre-internet age, they had that moment, well, kind of like in the 70s with Klaatu, where everybody went, that sounds like the Beatles.
Yeah.
You know, Lives came just close enough, and I've been hearing this a lot lately on the Oldies channel for whatever reason. I've been hearing Lives with relative frequency. I mean, you can hear it. I mean, it's not, if you know the Beatles well enough, it's not the Beatles, but they cop the sound well enough that they made the top 20 with that song Lives. And I mean, people were going, wow, this is great, this great new Beatles song. As some guys from New Jersey, actually.
Yeah, cool. Okay, so there was that. And it was Chesty's chick pick was Moose Trot.
Oh, I messed up.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
She announced it as Moose Tracks.
But Tracks.
It was Moose Trot.
Of ice cream.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm thinking of ice cream. Right, that's
of course, it. Of course. Harlow Wilcox and the Okies. By the way, that was on the Plantation label, and that was the B-side of Groovy Grubworm. But Groovy Grubworm, for those aficionados out there that know what I'm talking about, that 1969 instrumental hit was actually a B-side itself. The original Groovy Grubworm came out on the Impel label, credited just to Harlow Wilcox, right? And it was the B-side of a song called Sad Is the Lonely. Well, suddenly, Groovy Grubworm started getting some airplay, and it was picked up by the Plantation label for national distribution, and they recorded a new song for the B-side of that, which was this Moose Trot. And then Groovy Grubworm, of course, went on to become a top 40 hit and a Grammy-nominated instrumental of the year, 1969. So what I'm getting at there, Joe, is that is what we just heard was the B-side of a B-side. And I don't know how many times that's happened in rock history. But you hear it here tonight on Lost Discs Radio. Now, we're moving on because we got to talk about this next group called Love Affair, who I didn't know about until about 2 months ago when Chesty brought this record into the studio. But apparently, they were big enough in the UK that at one point they were outselling the Beatles. Who is this? What's going on, Joe?
Maybe it was a slow month.
Eh?
But now, these guys, and there were a bunch of guys in the Love Affair over a few years. They've managed to put out a couple of albums and a stack of singles.
Yeah.
But they did. They charted at number one with that song, Everlasting Love.
Oh, you mean the cover of Everlasting Love?
Yeah, they were that was number one in the UK by the Love Affair.
All right, well, we've got them tonight on the Date Records label. And it is Let Me Know by the Love Affair, exclusively tonight on Lost Discs.
Parents, do you actually know what your sons and daughters do for thrills and kicks?
It's Summertime Blues. Sure, that's the Rumblers. Okay, right off the Downey Records label. I figured we could use a little bit of that around here these days, being that this is the March edition of Lost Discs Radio for rockandradio.com. And over at our website, lostdiscsradio.com. Just spell the word discs with a C. And just like when you get in on the email, like Mr. Bill out of Boise, Idaho.
Mr. Bill.
Right? He's got us on the web, but 5110 kilohertz, yes, on his Eaton 1, even with the outdoor wire antenna, it's noisy, of the white variety, okay, and that's inherently racist, we know. But nonetheless, before the Rumblers, well, we know, it was Love Affair, we talked about that with Joe Staggs, okay, so folks, you're digging it, and go ahead, one more time, just to give them the email in case they care.
LostDiscsRadio@yahoo.com.
Right. And so speaking of that and speaking of our website there, it's time to count down the results of the record label poll. Okay, over at our website, we have three record labels up at all times on the main page. And we change them out like every 2 months or so. But, you know, you get over there and you see, you don't just have to listen to these records, man. Sometimes you dig them because it's physical media and it had like a cool artistic label where it came out of some regional spot in the country. Dig? And so that's part of the whole vinyl collecting thing. And so you go vote right now over at LostDiscsRadio.com for like the new of the three record labels that we have up there, man. Which one do you think is the hippest kind of the old record label there? So now we got the results from our last record label poll, and Chesty's gonna kind of lay some facts on you. Do I have to? I have to cue this up on the turntable, Chesty. So get ready for whatever you're saying there. Go ahead.
Coming in at number three is the Marsh label with 6 votes. Well, that's 9% of the vote. Oh wait,
you did that.
Oh no,
I wasn't prepared because I was cueing that up. Say it again. What was it?
The Marsh label.
Excellent.
As in Marsha, Marsha, Marsha.
Lost Discs Radio.
Play super hip.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 3, 3.
Yes, the Ribbons on the Marsh label tonight. Coming in number 3 on the poll.
I find myself once in a blue. Sha la la, sha la la la. But I won't.
your girl group action for the night, folks, man. I don't know, the Ribbons, some kind of obscure action there on the Marsh Records label. Going on the turntable there for you. Coming in third place on the poll. All right, now, Chesty, keep it moving now.
Number two.
Did you want to say something about the Marsh label there real quick? You said something off mic about that.
No, let's just keep moving.
Fair enough there,
Chesty. Well, I said, you know, it's that Northern Soul girl group type sound. And in this poll, this is the only time Marsha comes in third.
Ah, yes, I see what you mean. Well, let's keep going and let's figure
out. And number two is Cindy, the Cindy label with 13 votes.
Ah, yes.
Lost Disc Radio.
Play super hip.
10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3.
Dig this one, folks.
I still say I'm so thirsty. Marching in.
Unbelievable sounds of the Dynamics out of 1958 on the Cindy Records label, right? And by the way, the Dynamics were out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, okay? And that's a fairly obscure and collectible record right there. I just want you to know.
And I'm dedicating that one to Marissa and Todd, who are down there on Bourbon Street. Isn't that a Sin City down there?
All right. So, well, same could be said for Pittsburgh. With those two in the house, you know.
Yeah. All right. Well, they live there.
So. All right, so go ahead. Keep it moving. What else you got on the...
For the first time ever, Jan beats out Cindy and Marsha with 45 votes.
Lost This Radio.
Look, I warned you last night to lay off that stuff.
Number one!
Yeah, it is the Jan Records label. With Gene Summers.
Well, you got a lot of that. You got a lot of this. You got a lot of love.
You got a lot of that. You got a lot of this.
Lost Discs Radio.
Look, hey, I mean, like, not even the CIA could do all this.
12 o'clock at night, you walk out the door. You told me, baby, you were going to the drugstore. But in my mind, I knew you was lying. Drugstore closed at a quarter to nine. I said, I saw you kissing Willie across the fence. I heard you telling Willie I don't have no sense. The way you've been acting is such a drag. You done put me in a trick bag. When I come home, you start an argument just to keep me from asking where my boozing went. Walk in the front door, I hear the back door slam. Peep out my window, somebody's taking it on a lamp. But I saw you kissing Willie across the fence. I heard you telling Willie I don't have no sense. The way you've been acting is such a drag. You done put me in a trick bag. We had a fight, got mad, got on the telephone, call your mom and dad. They came a-running down with bats in their hands.
Don't you hear her no more, you understand?
Well, I saw kissing Willie across the fence. I heard her telling Willie I don't have no sense. The way she's been acting is such a drag. She done put me in a trick bag. Give me wrong, but I know I'm right. It wasn't I that started the fight.
She's my daughter and I'm her pa. You ain't nothing but a son-in-law.
But I saw kissing Willie across the fence. I heard her telling Willie I don't have no sense.
Music 1966.
Beth throwing a rock and roll party at a nudist camp. I saw poor Yvette drive up as an electric amp. Everybody famous is gonna be there. I wonder what Sonny and Cher are gonna wear. For hair. Lovable Linda and Betty Best were on opposite sides of a toothpaste test. Linda said, I got 7 cavities less. But Betty's got 10% more bad breath. What a loser! My brother Bill, he married a horse. Everyone's pushing him to get a divorce. Bill said, hey man, she may be fat and ugly, but I ain't no jerk. For just a dress a month, she rides me on her back to work. I bought the greatest watch last week. It does everything but eat and sleep. It's dustproof, it's waterproof, it's shockproof, it's guaranteed, it cannot be destroyed, it was stolen. sitting in the sand, each one wishing the other was a man. Well, now she may be old, about 74 years, but she's not too old to shift her gears. There she goes. I was sitting in the shower watching a TV show when a man comes on and says, hey, the son I should know. He says, I'm living my life in a Kleenex box. He says, look at your collars, you need more Clorox. Now I know he's a communist.
Right now. Oh my God. What is that? What is that?
You thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun. And the colors of the sea find your eyes with trembling mermaids, and you touch the distant beaches with tales of brave Ulysses. I was naked ears with torture by the sirens sweetly singing, by the sparkling waves of Pacifica. You kissed their white laces.
Thank you.
it is the Rotary Connection making the scene tonight on Lost Discs Radio. Their version of the Tales of Great Ulysses. Jesty, you were tying that in. Go ahead.
No, we're talking about great literature tonight. Ulysses and Washington Irving.
And Swede.
Sweet.
Yeah. Before that, it was P.F. Sloan off the Dunhill label with some obscure B-side talking blues thing that he had there. And Earl King in there with the original Trick Bag on the Imperial Records label out of 1960. Well, that's a very nice way to kind of wrap up the show here. But, you know, before we go, we got some interesting emails coming in. And it is some guy up in Toronto tonight with a solid signal, mostly, with a bit of fading on 5110, right? Man, he's on a Grundig G3 with random wire. And by the way, Joe, he's throwing down the challenge. He wants to hear a little Canadian garage rock in by way of Chad Allen and the Expressions. You got any of that you can send over, Joe?
I'll have to take a look. There was a nice series of comps that used to be floating around called Wild Canada. That's wild with a Y. You said Chad Allen. Give me that name one more time.
Yeah, Chad Allen and the Expressions, man. I don't know. You tell me.
If I can turn something up, I will send it to you as quickly as possible. Maybe you can fit it into the after hours.
All right, we sure will. I will be staying on the transmitter until they dump it on 5110 kilohertz. And by the way, Two Rivers Turnings tonight down in, by way of Shepherdstown, West Virginia, they got it on the Grundig S350DL, right?
Yeah.
That's the only equipment they can afford.
Two Rivers Turning, beautiful wood.
Yeah. Hey, and Wayne, by the way, don't forget, good old Wayne down in North Carolina digging it, as per usual. So thanks for chiming in, all those folks on the email tonight. If you're over at rockandradio.com, don't forget it is the RLT Archives Music Magazine with the boss man Randy Tibbins. You want to check him out. And then the stepfather of soul, his self.
A reminder that the next show is show 300.
And, of course, the electrophonic sound of Brian Phillips over at rockandradio.com. You folks, you got to check them out because they are our partners in crime. As well as all of our pals at Area 51. Thanks, Cosmic, for everything, and thanks, Alan. And yes, next show for Lost Discs will be show number 300, as this was number 299. So good night, folks. And we'll catch you then, in a month from now or so. And good night, Weasley Steve, wherever you are.